Today on Press TV, hopes are rising that a deal can be sealed in Geneva on Iran's nuclear energy program as talks continue between Tehran and the P5+1. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the French and British foreign ministers have also headed to Geneva to join the talks. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Tehran's right to enrichment is non-negotiable and a red line. Zarif told Press TV that any deal with the P5+1 should include Tehran's enrichment rights. He made the remarks after a meeting with EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton. In Bahrain, tens of thousands of demonstrators take to the streets to protest against the regime's crackdown on dissent. The protesters also call for the release of political detainees. MENAMA has stepped up its crackdown on anti-regime activists over the past few weeks. Regime forces have killed scores of people since 2011. Christians in Syria are criticizing Western media outlets for not reporting atrocities carried out by attack-free terrorist groups against their community. A new report by the news service of the Pontifical Mission Societies describes a massacre of 45 Christians in the village of Sadat near Damascus. Afghan President Hamid Karzai strongly condemns the killing of two Afghan civilians by U.S. troops. The victims were killed during a U.S. military operation in Nangarhar province. Angry locals have also called on the government to stop U.S. troops from carrying out such attacks in tribal areas. Yemenis have held a demonstration to condemn the plan to allow the U.S. to build a prison on the Yemeni island of Socotra. The protests happened in the city of Sada'a. Anti-U.S. sentiment is rising in Yemen due to Washington's drone strikes in the Arab country. A civil rights group in the United States has urged a federal judge to halt the National Security Agency's mass surveillance of U.S. citizens' phone records. The American Civil Liberties Union says the NSA's phone tracking program shows the government believes it can collect all kinds of personal data. The U.S. marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. Although inquiries have determined Lee Harvey Oswald, or veteran soldier, was the lone gunman, the murderer is still shrouded in mystery. Kennedy was the only U.S. president who strongly opposed Israel's nuclear arms program. There's the latest here on Press TV.